God is good to us. Amen. God has been good to you.
Yes, he has.
I said, God has been good to you.
Amen.
Amen. He said, I'm a friend that's sticking closer than a brother. Amen. You may be seated this morning. I want to go on into the Word, and I'm going to ask everyone just to stay in the sanctuary this morning. So I want to share a message that God just put in my spirit. I told Sister Sharon this morning, I said, when God laid this on my heart, I said, God, you sure are funny. How many know God can be funny? He's humorous.
Yes.
You do know you get your laughter from God.
That's right. Amen.
Amen. And Cody, it's so good to see you and your friend today. And I know God's humorous because he made me.
That's right.
Hello. Oh, I know you all look sharp and you look groovy and you look cool. And you know you are just right on target with your looks. Can I tell you, when God looks at all of us, at times he's got to laugh. That's my young'un. Amen. But I want to share with you for just a few moments. Driving down the road, and the Spirit of the Lord spoke to me, Brother Don, junk in your trunk. You talking to me? Well, he had to be because nobody else was in the car. You know? Junk in your trunk. And I thought, you know, you're just hilarious, God. But we're going to go with this as you give it to us. Brother Whitson, if you'll sit that stool up here, then I'll take it. I'll take it from there. But I want to share with you. It's a simple message. It won't take long, but I do want to share with you a thought. Junk in my trunk. Look at your neighbor and say, I know.
I know.
Go ahead, say it. Don't be afraid. I know.
You.
Got drunk, Chuck.
Got junk.
Chuck. In your trunk.
That's right.
Now, some of you didn't say it, so you'll be the first one in the altar. I like old chests. And in your home, you probably have that secret hiding place. You may have a locked box and you lock it up. You may have just a regular shoe box. One of my favorite boxes was, when I was growing up, was those old cardboard cigar boxes.
Yeah.
The problem is I couldn't get no cigars in it because they empty them all of the cigars out before they give me the box. Oh, you all look more holy than that. And so I would put my precious things in there. Things that nobody else is supposed to touch. And you all got those kind of spaces, amen? And so there's all kinds of secret storages. And there's trunks. And especially if you live back in the early 1800s, like some of you did, and you have those old-fashioned heavy trunks.
Uh-huh.
Some of you may still have one in your home, and you put those things. I had a gentleman when I pastored in Paris. So he said, Sister Joyce, I want to make you a horse chest. One of those things, Melissa probably understands it, one of those chests that you can put your horse equipment in. You know what I'm talking about? So he made me one. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful chest. And I keep a lot of things in it. So she said, I like that. So I told him, I said, would you make my sis one? And he said, well, how big do you want it? I said, I'll send you a picture. So I sent him a picture, and we went to get it, and it's bigger than mine. And she had a probe. I believe you had a probe back then. And she said, sis, we went to Paris, Kentucky to get it. She said, that ain't going to fit in my car. Yes, it will. He made it. We're taking it home. We're not coming back. That ain't going to fit my car. Yes, it will. Can I tell you, it went in her car. No space left, but it went in there. So she's got that chest full of stuff. You've got your chest full of stuff.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Some of those things are stuff you don't want nobody else to get a hold of. And you don't want to lose that stuff, so you put it in. In my chest, I know what I got in it.
Amen.
How many of you know what you got in it?
Try it.
Yeah. In my chest, there's some things that I need. There's some things that will And so I have in this chest, I have a passport. Because I'm leaving the country. Thank you. I got one that wants me to go. I'm leaving the country. I got a passport. And it's still good. It's up to date. I had my will.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
It's there. It ain't going to do nothing for me, but it might somebody else.
Amen.
But it's... That's why they want me to leave the country. I have my Social Security.
Yep.
That's important. And then I have my life insurance.
Amen.
There you go.
Keep digging, buddy.
Go to the next frame before I hurt somebody. Put your junk in your trunk. And that's what we do. But I want you to understand, my passport, my Social Security, my will, my life insurance, is not junk. It's stuff that you need. And when I ask you about the stuff in your trunk, you put your important things that you want to keep there, but you also put other stuff in there that's not considered junk to you, but important stuff. Hello?
Amen.
Yeah, we do. And so what we do is we fill our trunks with junk. Now what happens is, does anybody know what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. Oh, all you innocent people. What happens is I get a telephone call and I need some information off of my Social Security papers. Mm-hmm. And I say, well, you hold on for a minute, I'll go get it. What happens is, I get to my trunk, and I know I've got it in here. Have y'all ever been there?
Oh,
don't let me ever come to your house and catch you like you got it all together. And so you yell, I'm coming. I know I got that in here. I got pictures and magazines.
Yep.
Yeah, I got pictures of family. I got pictures, you know. Oh, Sylvester Cup.
There it is.
It's important. It's important to me. There's significance.
Yep.
Hello, I now go hang up. I'm hurrying. I know I've got it down in here. Oh, there's my 100-year-old picture of Mom and Dad. I know I got it. Where is it? Where? Oh, I think my mom made that. I can't get rid of that. Wait a minute. I'm coming. Y'all get the picture?
Yes.
Yeah.
Junk in your trunk keeps you from getting what you need quickly.
Amen.
Amen.
Come on.
Yes.
Amen.
Oh, I think y'all beginning to get it now. Oh, my first cruise. I can't throw this away. It's from Carnival. This is important. Ma'am, don't hang up. I need my money. Hurry up, lady. So you dig and you dig and you dig and you dig and you dig. Oh, mercy. I got it. I got it. And the lady's gone.
Yep.
Everything that I have in here. And I have my passport. I have my Social Security. I have other stuff. But things that I got right out here. There's some importance to them. Okay, they're not like rusty nails, like you men keep.
Amen.
But they're important things. But can I tell you something? When it comes to the most important things, junk in our trunk will cause us some time to get to what we need.
Amen.
That's true.
Amen. Now there's another kind of trunk. There's the car trunk. Sis and I know a lady. You won't find nothing in her trunk but her tire. In most of the cars today, the tire is down underneath.
Yeah.
Okay? So what happens to the trunk of the car, in my case, I'm not going to talk about you all because you all too good. But in my trunk, my trunk looks like this.
Yeah.
If you was to go out to the trunk of my car today, here's what I've got in it. I got a chair. Now, it don't look like that chair, but I'm going to a game later. So I got my chair. It's important.
Yes.
It's important I have my chair.
Gotta have a chair.
I've got shoes in my car. I've got water bottles in my trunk. I've got bags in my trunk. I've got books in my trunk. I've got toys in my trunk. I've got baseball bats. I've got softball, tennis rackets. My trunk is full of junk. But see, all of that stuff's important. If we want to pitch softball or something, we need gloves and balls.
Yep.
If we want to hit a ball, we need a bat. I've got blankets in my trunk. If we get cold, we need blankets.
Yes.
I don't have anything in there I don't really need. Yeah, right. But what happens is, the junk in my trunk is going to hinder me if I have a flat tire.
Uh-huh.
From getting to my spare and getting to the, what do you call that thing?
Jack.
Huh?
The jack.
You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It hinders us from getting to the important things that we need. Okay? Go to the next one. The psalmist said, I have hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. I want to share with you for just a few moments this morning. Every one of us has something of God inside of us.
Amen.
Many of us has a lot of the word that is hidden deep within.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
But can I tell you, over a period of time, there are things of this life that will stack up on you until you've got junk in your trunk.
Yes.
Until it's hard for you to get to what you need.
Amen.
Hello.
Amen.
There are cares of life.
Amen.
We have the Word of God. We put the Word of God in our minds and in our hearts. But we, sometimes the storm will come along and that storm will pile on. Sometimes sickness comes along and that sickness piles on. Come on, church.
Yes, come on.
Sometimes there's financial needs and those financial needs pile on.
Yes.
Sometimes there's worries until worries piles on. Until when a storm hits, we can't get to what we need.
Amen.
But I want to tell you this morning, the Bible says in the book of Hebrews, chapter 12, verse 1, He said, wherefore seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witness. Listen to what he says. Lay aside every weight and sin that does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Brother Don, what the writer of the Hebrew book is telling us, in our life, we got to lay aside some of that worries and some of those cares so that we can get down to the word that is hidden inside of us. It's the word that's inside of us. The devil don't want you to get to.
Amen.
Come on, somebody.
Amen.
And so these worries, they are real. They're not junk like rusted nails and broken hammers. They're real. They're things to pray about. But Sister Bernice, if we don't take some stuff and lay it aside, we cannot get to the good stuff.
Yeah.
There's times when you need more than a goosebump.
Amen.
There's times when you need more than an amen. There's times when you need God in the midst of your storm. Could I hear an amen? What's wrong with Autumn? Let's pray for her right now. Heavenly Father, right now in the name of Jesus. God, you know, God, the pain right now. And Lord, in Jesus' name, God, they put great effort to make it to your house today. Oh, Lamb of God, we've got people, Lord, laying in bed that should have been here. But God, they've made great effort to be in your house. And God, we know today that you've done so much for Autumn. And today, Lord, let this pain begin to ease. Heavenly Father, right now, in Jesus' name we pray. And when we let the things of the world, and we let our personal lives, and we let relationships, and we let them pile in, until we're working on relationship with man more than we are with God, we can't get to the good stuff. How many know this morning? It's your relationship with God that's going to count when you get to God Almighty. Amen. 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 And so this morning, he said, lay aside every weight, lay aside, get down to where there's food and there's meat and there's water, because still have to get everything. That's good. That's good. What happens is, and what we get aggravated with is this. The devil don't care for you carrying around your junk.
That's right. That's right. Come on.
Hello. Yes. Matter of fact, if the devil has his way, the devil will add his junk. And can I tell you, what the devil wants to put in your trunk is nothing but junk. Oh, come on. Oh, shalala. Give me something heavy. Come on, ladies. Give me that purse you can't carry. What the enemy wants to do is, the enemy wants to, he knows you're at your limit. He knows you can't shut the lid. And so what the enemy wants to do, he wants to pile on that last weight.
Yes. Yes, come on. Come on.
Oh, come on, somebody. Randa hila na da my yotra haya talobo. Rikanda da hai. Rusha da da my yataya. Ima haya talaya. Oh, for the enemy of your soul is come to your place. The enemy is going to want to lay down a heavy load. But I tell you this morning, said the Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, do not receive what the devil wants to leave with you. Do not let his junk get in your trunk. For I, the Lord thy God, will penetrate and you will get to me.
Amen.
Oh, okay. Come on, somebody.
Oh, yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And he said, lay aside every sin. See, here's what the devil's wanting to do to you. You know what this represents? Doubt. Mm-hmm. Doubt is sin.
That's right, amen.
Doubt is sin.
Amen.
And God is wanting a bunch of you not to believe God anymore.
That's right, come on.
You know, Sister Brenda, the Bible said in the last days there'll be a falling away. Well, there's a lot of people in churches. There are churches today that have thousands of people sitting in. He's not talking about them leaving out of the church house. He said they'll come a falling away from the truth. They're sitting in churches today and they're believing a lie and they're doubting God. Come on, somebody. But God is saying, don't you take the devil's trunk and put it in your trunk. Come on, somebody.
Amen.
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 There's a falling away of truth.
Amen.
And they're making their own laws.
Yep.
And they're making their own rules.
Yep.
Come on.
Amen.
They're setting their own religion.
Yes.
Can I tell us right now that what God said was sin in the beginning of time is still sin today?
Amen.
Amen. Can I tell you, it's still wrong to steal. It's still wrong to lie. It's still wrong to covet. It's still wrong to commit adultery. It's still wrong to worship other gods. Come on, somebody. God has not changed.
Amen.
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 That's right.
Hallelujah.
And so the devil, and then his bag of junk. You see, these cares here, they're your family, they're your bills,
yep,
they're your concerns. This junk here is of the devil. He wants to put fear in your life.
Yes, come on.
And I'm telling you, if ever the devil wants to put fear in God's people's lives in America, he's trying his best to do it now. You don't want to speak out in public. You don't want to speak out where you work. They'll put you in jail. Well, how about it? I want to tell you something this morning. Do not take the fear that the devil wants to bring upon you, because God's spirit is not of fear, but of love and of a sound mind. Can I hear an amen? Don't fear him that can destroy the body, but destroy the body and soul in hell.
Amen.
Some of the other junk the devil wants to put in your trunk is this. God doesn't save anymore. Heaven's got its number. You've come too late. Let me tell you something, honey. The devil didn't start this, and the devil can't stop it.
Amen.
Amen.
The devil didn't create the heavens and the earth. It was God who created the heavens and the earth. It wasn't Satan who created himself. God created Lucifer for his purpose and for his glory. But Satan got in his heart, I will rise above this God. I want to tell you something, honey. I know they worship the god moons and they worship the god suns and the star gods and all that, but can I tell you, there's a higher power pattern that goes beyond the moon and the sun and the stars. It goes beyond Mars. It goes beyond Jupiter. It goes beyond any place that man's ever been. Can I tell you, you'll never take out God, but God's going to take you out.
Yeah.
So what God is saying is, if the devil's trying to put some junk in your trunk, you've got to lay aside. He said, lay aside. He didn't say, call on me and I'll lay it aside.
Amen. Yeah, come on.
You know what? If we're not careful,
come on.
We'll let the devil's junk stay in our trunk so long until we get to thinking like him.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Maybe the devil don't care about me no more. Well, maybe if I was living right, maybe things wouldn't be going so bad. Listen, let me tell you something. If you want a rose garden church, then go somewhere else. Because I'm telling you, when you become a Christian, that's when the devil becomes alive. That's when you know you were held in captivity of sin. Come on, somebody. Can I tell you, God didn't say, I'll save you and I'll put you in a rose garden and you'll live glorious and sumptuously all the days of your life. He said, if you're going to be my disciple, he said, pick up your cross daily and follow me. Can I hear an amen? He said, many are the heartaches that will come to my people. Many are the trouble, but I will deliver them out of them all. Do I have somebody here? Do you know God is still the deliverer today? Yeah. Oh, come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. He still heals. He still delivers. He still saves.
Yeah.
He forgives. But you, we've got such a lazy generation behind us. Their laziness stinks.
Yes, come on.
That's a truth.
They don't want to work.
That's right.
They want it handed out to them.
Oh, yes, come on.
They got money to smoke it and poke it and color it.
That's the truth.
Come on, bless
yes.
the Lord.
You might as well help me, because I'm going to preach the truth.
Yeah.
Amen.
I'm not taking your garbage out, mama, but they'll put garbage on their bodies.
That's right.
I'm not taking your garbage out, mama, but they'll smoke their garbage. Yeah. Come on, church. We have a responsibility to rise up and say, God, have mercy on me. I'm a sinner. Forgive me. I don't want to go. Oh, I know they think if they tattoo hell on their body, that's the only hell they'll know.
Wow.
You better be sure you go to a place where there won't be no tattoos on your body anymore. Because if you don't go to hell, you're going to burn in hell with those precious tattoos.
Amen.
Bless the Lord.
Amen.
Can I preach?
Yes. Preach it, sister. Amen. Preach it.
I can't pay my bills. No, but you can buy your smokes and your pokes and your colors.
Yep. Come on, bless her, Lord.
True.
Bless her, Lord.
Brother Councilman, I think you ought to get rid of that pastor. No wonder we ain't growing.
No, tell the truth.
I'm going to tell it.
Amen.
We ain't got money to pay our bills.
Faithful remnant.
But we got money. We get where we want to go.
Uh-huh.
We party when we want to party.
Right.
Come on, church.
Right,
it's time you rise up and be an individual of God. It says for me and my house, I'm going to do it the right way. I'm going to do it God's way. I'm going to be a Amen. You're a jerk if you're serving the devil. How can you say that about me? You don't know me, because the devil's jerking you around every which way he wants to. He's destroying your life. But Jesus said, I come to set you free.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Glory.
Real men will get out of mommy's house and make themselves a house.
Amen. Amen.
Real women will get out from underneath mama's apron and go make a good home for her household.
That's right. Amen.
Real women. Real men.
Bless her, Lord.
He said you save some souls by being nice to them, and you save others by pulling them out of fire.
Yes, amen.
I'm my own person. Yeah, I know, that's why you're lost.
Try it,
that's why you're living for hell. When you become your own person, honey, the devil's got you.
That's right.
Can't nobody older than me tell me what to do. Yeah, you got that right. Because even God said, they got ears.
Yep.
I put ears on the side of their head.
Yeah, come on.
Amen.
But they refuse to hear.
Yep. Yeah, that's right, amen.
Huh? He said, I put eyes on their face. But they refused to see.
Amen.
Bless her, Lord.
He said, I gave them lips to speak, but instead of blessing me, they cursed me.
Yes, yes.
He said, take not the Lord thy God's name in vain.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Every
time. Sister Joyce, you catch more bees with honey. Yeah, but you lose more souls to hell if you don't preach the truth.
Amen. That's right. Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
That's true.
Souls are dying.
That's right.
Yes, amen.
Men's crying.
That's right.
And for you little what-me-nots who have made the statement, I ain't gonna work for nobody for no $7 now. Well, you ain't got no excuse now. They're gonna pay you $15 at McDonald's. Go get a job.
Amen.
That's right, amen.
That's the truth.
Stop being one of the Satan's wimps.
Amen.
That's right. Amen.
Santa Claus has his dwarfs or his elves. Mm-hmm.
Come on.
Stop being a servant of Satan.
That's right. Come on. Amen.
And take the boldest step you can take. Amen. Take your first step to the cross.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
That's right.
Because 2,000 years ago, God said, I come.
Yes.
And he said, I come if you will lay aside that sin.
Yes. Amen.
If you'll say, Lord, I'm sorry. If you'll lay it aside. He said, I'll take it. And he said, I'll take it so far away from you, it can never come back again.
Amen.
Amen.
He said, if you believe that I am the Son of God,
yes.
Jesus. He said, if you believe that I died and rose on the third morning, he said, if you believe that, you will be saved.
Amen.
Jesus said, I don't want anybody lost.
That's right. Amen.
And scholar, he said in his word, even when Jesus was down here, you do know Jesus worked. So if Jesus worked, why ain't you?
Amen.
Try it, amen.
Hello?
Amen.
But he said, I didn't come to do my will.
Try
it. He said, I come to do my Father's will.
Oh, yes.
And John 3:16 says what the Father's will is. For God so loved the world. He's not talking about the creation of the earth and the heavens. He's talking about you.
Amen.
He said, you're in the world, but be not of the world.
Amen.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever will believe on him will not perish, but have life everlasting. I come this morning, I thought it was a pretty tricky topic.
Amen.
Junk in my trunk. But God is saying to somebody in this house this morning, lay aside the sin that so easily besets you. Hello.
Yes.
And begin to let God penetrate through all your cares.
Amen.
And get down to your soul where God says, it's your soul that I died for.
Yes, amen.
See, John, they want to talk about heaven. Mm-hmm. Sister Brandon, if you go to the music, I'm going to bring it to a close. They want to talk about heaven. But boy, if you bring up hell, hell ain't real no more. Isn't it amazing how heaven stuck around but hell went away?
Yeah. That's right.
Hello.
That's right.
Christina, as sure as I'm here, as sure as there's a heaven up above somewhere, there's a hell beneath somewhere. As sure as there's a heaven of jubilee, a heaven of joy and peace, there's a hell somewhere beneath of suffering and torment. Amen. Forever and ever. And Jesus said, when he was on the cross, he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. You know, Patty, what he said in that prayer, one of the things he was saying in that prayer is, God, forgive them and let them have their way to get to me. Because John, no man can come to Jesus and Father except the Spirit draw him. Hello.
Amen.
And so this morning, David said, I've hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. I grew up in the days of church where they believed in hell. They believed in heaven. I grew up in churches where the kids were made to listen. And you get the word. And I can remember going home and through the week, something out of that service stuck with me. When I was a little bitty kid, and I'd see somebody have some, you know, you get those sticky fingers.
Okay.
You know, I'd like to have that. But then someone would speak to me and say, it's wrong to steal.
Yeah, that's right. Amen.
See, you don't have to teach them to steal. They know how, because we're born into sin.
That's right. Amen.
You got to teach them how not to steal. Amen. But I don't know what's inside your vessel today. But deep down, somewhere in your life, there's the goodness of the Lord. Because the Bible said God breathed into man, and man became a living soul. Would you stand with me this morning? Every head bowed and every eye closed. Heavenly Father, Lord, this morning, junk in my trunk, it'll keep us from getting to the goodness of the Lord. God, you know the lives that are here this morning. And Heavenly Father, Lord, today as we come before you, I've leaned on you. I've depended on you. God, there may be a precious life in this house that is being jerked around by the works of Satan. They're doing Satan's bidding. God, I pray that they'll get so tired and say, God, I want to be a real man and I want to be a real woman. I want to serve God. I want to make a difference in the world that I live. I want to make a difference in my family. I want to make a difference in my church. I want to make a difference in my school. I want to make a difference in my home. Heavenly Father, I pray this morning that this word, you said your word won't return unto you, boy, but it'll accomplish the very thing whereunto you sent it. And I don't know this morning the direction that you've taken this word, but I know God, some way, somehow, it won't return, Lord. it'll come back bearing fruit. I pray for every life in this house. While every head is bowed and every eye is closed, and you're in this house this morning, and you know you've got a pile of junk in your trunk. You've got a pile of things in your earthly vessel. You've got a pile of stuff in your heart that's keeping you from the good things. I'm going to ask you this, well, won't you get out and just come to this altar and kneel and let's pray together. Would you do that this morning? You realize you just got some junk in your trunk and you need to lay some things aside so you can get to the goodness of the Lord. Would you come this morning? Would you come?